Episode number 253.
We choose our day. If you read my story, you'll see that I could choose to have a very bad day every day based on what I've been through. And choosing to live on this earth for a short period of time, might as well choose to enjoy it.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the B-Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, I'm fired up today, as always. We're going to be coming into a beautiful 4th of July, Independence Day. Although we're in uncertain times, folks, we still can celebrate the beautiful independence of our country. And I think after this show, you're going to want to turn on and put on some more juice and get juiced up, because we're pumped to bring you our featured guest today, Pam Christian. How you doing today, Pam? Are you ready to be real?
I am ready to be real.
Yeah, she is the founder, CEO, and owner of the Pam Christian Group. And she's a successful entrepreneur and successful real estate agent, folks. And I'm really excited to hear about that journey since 2005. So through her last 15-year journey in real estate, she's helped hundreds of customers and happy, learning the skills of customer service and all the fun things we learn about doing, you know, building relationships. And at the end of the day, if you do it this long, you've got to be good. So she's good, folks. She's good. She's become one of the 100 most influential realtors in New Jersey, which has probably got a very competitive market. I can only imagine how many thousands of realtors there are out there. But along with that, folks, I was actually on her The Juice podcast, where she interviews a lot of interesting business owners and CEOs. And uncovers their secrets, folks. We all have secrets that make us or bring us the juice in the day. So, pleasure to have you on the show today, Pam. How is your day going today?
My day is awesome.
Your day is awesome
because, yeah, I decided it was going to be awesome.
Let's go. So, tell us a little bit about that. You are a believer in positive thinking. I mean, from everything from your Instagram, folks, you got to check out her Instagram. She's definitely a worth Instagram follow. If you want to give people a shout out to where they can find you on IG, I like to start with that, because I love your Instagram.
Thank you so much. I'm at Pam Christian with two N's. It's the real Pam, PamChristiann. Go check it out. I think you're going to love it.
Absolutely.
And it's all about inspiring people.
Because that's part of your journey. That's what you inspire yourself. You're a mom. You're an entrepreneur. You're in real estate. You're doing deals. You're in a competitive marketplace in New Jersey, where there's a lot of maybe legacy transactions happening along the journey of your last 15 years, if you want to call it. And that maybe who guys dominated the industry. Now there's a powerful force of women coming on, folks. If you guys haven't seen it in the last 20, 30 years, women have taken over the force of in many different industries.
Absolutely.
But tell us about your journey into real estate. What made you want to become a realtor?
So I'm actually no longer in real estate.
Oh, you're no longer in real estate.
Yeah, I will tell you about that, because it helped me transition to where I am now. And it's also super important for you guys to know you don't have to stay in one career for the rest of your life.
Right. So tell us about that. Tell us about the journey. And then tell us about what you're doing now. I know that part of the bio had me a little bit confused, folks, but because she is an entrepreneur. She's doing a lot of coaching. She's doing a lot of different things along with being in real estate. But so tell us.
It's all good.
Tell us about the journey.
All right. Yeah. So I started real estate when my kids were really young. I just kind of wanted to dabble in something. My husband at the time worked, and I always need to work, but I figured I'd go in part-time. I had three kids under three.
Wow. So, yeah.
You know how that is with one kid.
Crazy. I got one. So I don't have no idea, folks. Three under three. How did you do that? Wow.
It was fun. I had twins, and then I had one. So I had two boys, and then I had my little girl, and she's not so little anymore, but she's still my little girl. And I went in part-time, and then I wound up getting a divorce and wanted to keep my lifestyle the same way. So I had to go full force. So I decided to explore everything about real estate and how to leverage myself, how to delegate. Right. And I built a team. And it's all about that. It's finding your ways and resources to enhance your ability to minimize your output. in terms of the stuff that bogs you down day to day so you could really show up for your clients. You can really be focused on what's important. And that's what I did. So I hired an assistant. Mm. I hired buyer's agents who would take the buyers out, and I focused mostly on listings and occasionally with buyers. And doing that allowed me to have not only an extra source of income from my teammates, but also allowed me to mentor agents who weren't making money on their own and show them how they could make money. So it was a win-win for both of us, all of us.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So it is about team, because they always say teamwork makes dream work, folks. But it's hard to do. I think getting out of our own way is one of the hardest things to do sometimes as entrepreneurs, as founders, or people that come up with different ideas. It's like, that is still one of the hardest things to do. It is. Tell yourself, this is causing me too much friction. Let me find someone that can do this for me.
Or that there are people who can do it as well as I can.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm not the only person in the world who's the most amazing at this.
Great point. I think that is so true. Often we think, oh, I was the founder. I did this the best. I know how to do this best. Oh, no. There's 5 other people out there that probably can do what you still do better.
Right. And as long as you give them the tools and teach them.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
Oh, that's just a very good point. I mean, it's just a very, very good point. Is that you have to know that you are still in, have to teach them. You still have to show them the way and give them your hot sauce. I think that's the key part, is how whatever made your greatness, whatever made you, you know, great to this point in that industry, in that job, in that whatever it is, because everyone's listening, it's got different things, doing different things, right?
It's all about systematizing and teaching and mentoring and showing, believing in, and actually understanding what their goals are and helping them achieve them. Their goals may not be financial. Maybe they want a month off every year. Maybe they want to buy a house, which is financial, or go on a certain type of vacation. Gotcha. But it doesn't always have to be financial. So understanding what maybe they want to have a child and have more time off than the typical maternity leave, understanding what their motivation is and then helping them achieve that. But I was the worst leader in the beginning. I mean, the worst.
It's hard. I mean, it's truly, I think anyone that's listening that even if has had greatness in their lives knows that that's still the challenge. That's why you look up to the people like the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs out there that are just so able to delegate and get out of the way. Yeah. Often, quite often it's just like delegate and get out of the way.
Stop micromanaging and being a control freak. But I read a lot of John Maxwell stuff, and John I read Maxwell. A lot of Dale Carnegie and lots of other people too, who I really resonated with me. And I was like, oh, this is how you be a leader. This is how you do it. Oh, actually, you don't have to be on top of everyone. Like you just said, you step away and you let them grow and flourish.
Right.
So
then tell us about now how you're helping. I know you're doing a lot of different things with coaching and things like that. So is that your primary focus now?
It's coaching. It's more of less one-on-one coaching, more motivational speaking and being on a little bit of a bigger platform. I mean, I do both of it, but I really like really helping people shift their mindsets. That's what it's all about. It's all about our thoughts that go on inside of our head and deciding if we're going to live in those thoughts or we're going to challenge them and not take them as the truth or as the gospel, because we have so many limiting beliefs. We have more limiting beliefs than we have positive things to say about ourselves. So how do we start living that positive land as opposed to the land of the inner critic?
So true. We are always the biggest critic on ourselves, folks. And I wanted to give you guys all something to do right now. Give yourself a pat on the back. Good job, Pam. Good job, folks.
I do it all the time.
You guys are awesome. And know that you're at this point in your life right now. We're all at different journeys. And all our stories are different. And right now we're getting hit with the Roni, Roni, Rona. That's a similarity. We all got that in common, right? That's part of our story. But that's not going to define us. There's certain challenges in our life that you have to shift your mindset and move past and then put in the work, because it's not easy. Anything you want in life, it's not easy. The 15 years of real estate to what you're doing now. I mean, there's a lot of people that had a lot of speaking gigs that I personally know that are really suffering maybe financially, unfortunately, because that was their one source of revenue. And they didn't have like a variety of different other things. And speaking was their main source. And then all of a sudden, you know, South by West, Southwest gets canceled. They lose 5 gigs there. You know, and the gigs are going to be probably canceled all year, most likely. I don't know. I mean, Zoom, there might be some stuff on Zoom. But you know how it is, right? I mean, the truth is that right now we're defined, and that can't change that person's mindset. They got to shift the mindset. They got to figure a new way of making money. And know this. We're going to eventually go back to speaking gigs. You know, we're eventually going to go back, and we crave this, right?
Well, there are also lots of online speaking gigs.
You Absolutely.
Fine. Maybe you're not going to make the X amount of
money.
But maybe you still make something else. Maybe you negotiate a way to make something else. But the other thing to do during this time, and I know it's hard when you're down in the dumps and there's no money coming in, is but set yourself up for when things turn around, because most people aren't doing that. And if you do that, when things turn, and this is the same thing in a down market. A lot of people, realtors, leave the market when it's a down market because they're not seeing any success. That's when you have to put your nose to the grindstone and make yourself even better and market yourself even more.
Right.
So that when things turn around, you're the person that they call on.
And like we were just talking to Mike Searock on the line here not too long ago, he said he's stepping in on his weaknesses right now. This is the time to look at your weaknesses, surround yourself with books, surround yourself with podcasts and audiobooks about that weakness. Learn, get better at whatever you, we all have weaknesses. No person on this earth we all do, right? I mean, so self-awareness is the most important critical factor on this earth, is knowing your weaknesses and knowing.
I was literally love that you just said that, because when you were talking about like doing the work and it's not easy, you can't do the work until you're self-aware about what's going on in your own mind. Self-awareness is the key to everything. Being conscious, noticing your thoughts, noticing what's happening inside of you. I love that you said that.
That's so true. Yeah. I mean, I think that especially right now, because these are different times for everybody. But if you are aware, if you are self-aware of where you're at, and if you lean in, you shift your mindset and you say, I'm going to put in the work right now, you're going to see the benefits in 5-10 years, because the competitors are going to go away. There's going to be people, the markets are going to get weakened in different industries. The people that were used to just selling houses and not having to do any work are gone. And then all of a sudden, it's just it's the killers out there. It's the people that are willing to put in work. And then next thing you know, everyone gets better because there's less people to do the job. You know, it's just like anything. And so it's tough to say.
The more you also keep going, things are changing. Our world is changing. We're going to be leaning into a new reality. And if you stop right now because you're down or nothing's working for you, and then you come back when things get better, entering into a new reality. But if you continue along this path right now while it's happening, when you enter that new reality, it'll be something that you've been learning all along the way rather than having to teach yourself and catch up now. So stay with it.
Such a good point. You're bringing the fuego today, Pam. Are you ready for the 4th of July weekend? Are you going to do anything special? Do you have any? I mean, it's a little bit different this year, but do you have anything special you're going
to
be doing?
I'm hanging out with my kids, which is special for me because two of them are leaving for college.
They're going to college. Yeah, right.
So
if not, they're opening. The College of Zoom is going to be opening pretty soon.
Yeah, one's going to Miami. I don't know what's going to happen with that one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting how the colleges are going to open again and how kids are going to think about college differently. If you can just do it online, I can go to Harvard online, or I can go, you know, even to a different school than you were in your area. You know what I mean? So that is maybe the benefit of the online system, is like here in Fresno, I'm only able to go to Fresno State, which is the top of our. Now, if I wanted to get a psychology degree like my wife, I'd have to go to Alliant, which is another top thing to get a psychology degree and become a doctor in the mind, if you want to call it psychology. But the point is, now people can literally just possibly, these colleges are going to all move a lot of stuff online, where you could be attending college and you could be on Stanford, or you could be, you know, and just because you don't live in that area doesn't mean you aren't basically qualified to be in, you know, and get that knowledge. And a lot of stuff's out there for free, you know? So there's a lot of kids that are going to say, hey, I don't even want to go to college.
Discounts, if not free, totally. I think the point is, and the takeaway of what you're saying is, right now, even though it doesn't feel like it's a great time, there are so many opportunities out there. And it's all about what we're looking at, the lens that we're looking through.
Yes. So remember, folks, there's a little more glass in that water than you realize. And you can take a drink and to realize we're in a good place. You know, I think that we're going to come out of this stronger. And also, I think there's so many more benefits. But, you know, this is just a tough time for everybody. No matter who you are, no matter where you're at, it's a point to realize that when tough times arise, you can be the one, folks, that makes the difference. You can be the one that spreads love, opens a door for someone, tells someone thank you, tells your family you love them, be vulnerable, give your kids a hug. You can do these extra things, like I could tell my brother a couple days ago, that they can't control, that the media can't control the narrative of, that the politics, whatever side you are, can't control the narrative of. You can be a person, and you are the person that controls what you do. And so that's the most important thing every day.
I think like I, when you're saying that, I had been thinking the other day, really what's happening is all outside of us. So what's going on are external factors, and it's all about how we handle them. And the more grounded and the more comfortable you are with who you are, the easier it's going to be to get through this. But if you are taken by the storm of what's happening outside of us, it's going to be a mess for you. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be thundering. It's going to be lightning. But if you are the calm in the storm, you're going to be just fine. We're going to get through it. Everyone is.
And you're going to be the beacon for your neighborhood and for your families. And we're going to come out stronger because I'm actually starting to learn my neighbors' names. As we got these damn garage door openers, you know, everyone just jumps into the garage and they're by. And now we're actually outside walking and seeing people out. I know my neighbors' names now. Everyone's in this thing together. Like my neighbor did a couple of days. He's like, hey, you know, we're just, you know, making lemonade out of lemons here, you know. And I said, yep, I got a lemonade stand. How much you want to buy? And just trying to make the best out of it, you know. And so I think that's the most important thing.
I guess also I'd want to add that, like, also sometimes the day is not going to be great. And sometimes you're going to wake up and you're not going to want to get out of bed, or you're going to want to watch Netflix all day. And, you know, as long as you don't live in that space, as long as you don't unpack there, it's okay to have off days. All these motivational people like me and Travis, we've been through a lot and we've been through rough times. So it sounds like, oh, it's, everything has to be positive all the time. It's not true. We have our days too.
Right. Yeah. If you're having an off day, lean into it.
Yes.
You want to eat pizza all day? Lean into it. You know, don't guys, it's a cheat day, baby. You know, lean into it, but don't make a Netflix the everyday routine. Right. I mean, as long as you had a packed day, you packed yourself full of your day, you watch a couple hours of strategic Netflix at the end of your day, great. You know, but, and we're all going to have a day where we binge on something or we don't feel the motivation. We just don't want to work out. We don't want to do anything. Lean into that. Lean into the laziness day.
You know? Don't beat yourself up over just be like, and it's not okay. Go to the next. Yeah.
But just don't wake up the next day and be, I'm going to be lazy again today, because, you know, that's the key. And that's the hard part about diets. You know, they say it's just because you're restricting what you really want, and sugar, and we want carbs, and we want the good stuff. But now we're about to take you, my friend, into our top 10. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
She's a great follow too, folks, by the way. Chicken or steak?
Neither.
She's going vegan. Do you eat vegetables?
I'm mostly plant-based.
That's good. Do you do any of the plant-based burgers or anything like that?
I do. I like Impossible.
Impossible. Okay, Impossible. So, folks, that's the investment. Impossible. A laptop or smartphone?
Both.
Both. She's doing them all. Spotify or Pandora?
Oh, both.
I love it. I love your style. Movies or video games?
Movies.
Movies. Reading books or listening to books?
Both.
Do you have a...
I do Audible, but I like certain hard copies.
It's hard. It's hard because you get something from having that physical
exactly.
copy.
It depends, like, if I need to highlight and I want to go back and reference it, or if it's just a story.
Right. It feels like the books that are like tactical and the ones you really want to learn, you really want to have that hard copy so you can mark it up. You can put some sticky notes in there and you can really use the book. And then the ones that are kind of like I'm listening about the Boston Beer Company and how he built Samuel Adams and all these competitors and all this thing. You're not going to necessarily be taking notes, right? But I can listen while I'm going on my walks with my daughter.
Exactly. So
it's a good point.
But when you get my book, you want a hard copy.
You need the hard copy because you're going to be taking notes, folks. You're going to be taking notes. Stocks or real estate?
Both.
Boom!
Diversified.
Oceans or lakes? My girl likes it all. Okay, folks, she's just doing it all. I know. I like your style. Hey, that's okay. You're admitting it. That's a very good point. And because why would we like both? Oceans or
lakes? I mean, lakes or oceans? They're both amazing.
It's hard to choose, actually, to be transparent with you on most of these questions. But I like your answers today, my friend. Because you know what? Bottom line is, why not both? Why not both? A couple more questions for you, okay? When you wake up in the morning, you're getting yourself ready for the day, you're getting glammed up, you're getting ready to go. Why do you love being you, Miss Pam Christian?
Oh, that's a great question. I love that question. I might have to steal that from my podcast.
Yeah, let's go.
I think I love being me because I've evolved into a person that is now my authentic self. And there were many years where I didn't like myself because I wasn't true to who I was. I wasn't listening to my inner voice. Mm. I wasn't really resonating with where I was. And so I know the difference. And I just love that I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but that's okay because I'm being me and I'm being true to me. And there's nothing better than being in alignment.
Yeah. And that's the best way to live yourself. Like, that's the only way. You don't have to worry about, you're not making anything up. There's nothing there. You're just telling your story. You're just, and being vulnerable is the key thing to be right now, folks. Vulnerability shines through anything. And you don't have to have the worst story, as we're talking to Daryl Stinson this week too. Is like, you don't have to have the worst story. Just have your story. And
I know it.
And make it real. And make it real. Like my show, the Be Real Show, the reason why I created it was because we could be real about social media. Now it's turned into being real about life and entrepreneurship, because the guests I've gotten are different than when I first started. The show's evolved. It's gotten bigger. It's gotten a bigger audience, different type of audience. Entrepreneurship, marketing was where we started, and now it's changed into business. So the point is, you can evolve too, and never let or believe that you aren't great, and never believe that you can't accomplish greatness. It's just taking those small steps every single day. So that gets into your day. How do you typically start your day?
All right. So this is an easy one. I get up every morning and I am grateful for waking up every single morning. And I'm grateful for my children. And I'm grateful for the life I have and the life I've created for myself. Mm. Then I usually brush my teeth, have some water or whatever. Right. And then I go meditate every morning. I meditate no matter what. And then I do a handstand and a headstand.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a certain period of time that you do that for? Wow. That's fascinating. That's, I always thought it would be cool to do that.
Well, my meditation is like 20 minutes because I do one at night too. But then my headstand is about 6 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
And my handstands, I'm like, I just got, I see, set a goal during quarantine. I wanted to be able to do a handstand. That was my goal. And then in doing one off the wall, and I accomplished it. And now I can do a minute and 30 seconds.
That's amazing. Wow.
And it's anti-aging because gravity pulls us down, and it's good for, its inversions are so good for detoxifying, all that stuff.
I've heard that. I just got to figure out how to get my big old 6'8" body into that right point or whatever it is, so I don't collapse myself and break it.
They have these really cool, like, my son's 6'1" and he uses it, handstand apparatuses. I'll send it to you. You can check it out.
Ah, got you. Yeah. So there's got to be a tool. I was about to say, there's got to be a tool to help us as taller dudes, because we're not as limber. You know, we got a lot of body here. Tell us this then. Also, is there a skill you're trying to master right now through this quarantine, or just in 2020? Is there something you're looking at trying to be better?
Yeah, but wait, one more thing about the day.
Yeah.
My day goes on, but I always start with a lot of water. Make sure you hydrate.
Yes.
Hydrate.
Get your hydrate. And I got the liquid IV, folks. So this is a multiplier. So I'm getting multiple. Absolutely. Got to stay hydrated.
A skill I'm working on. I love that you were talking about vulnerability before. I literally did just finish my book, and now I'm panicking about putting it out there because it is my life story. And it actually is one of those that isn't an easy one. And so I'm working on getting comfortable with it going out there, but also just being more vulnerable with people, letting myself open up about the things. I tell people I fail all the time. That's not scary for me. But the things that are uncomfortable for me, getting more comfortable being uncomfortable.
Mm. Tell us the book title if you can, because the show's going to come out in a little bit here. So it might be perfect timing to awesome. Help really promote
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you. So as of now, it could change, but I hope you're having a great day. I know I am.
Ooh, nice. I like that. So you're putting it out there like, you better be having a good day because I'm having a good one. Yeah. And so you better be reading this book if you're not having a great day.
Exactly.
To turn your mindset. I like that. That's a very good point. I like that book title. Good job.
Thank you.
That's tough choosing a book title, isn't it?
You know what? I start a lot of my videos with that. So I figured on Instagram and stuff, let me just carry the theme through. And it's true. It's like, we choose our day. If you read my story, you'll see that I could choose to have a very bad day every day based on what I've been through. And we get to choose it. Choice is a beautiful word. We all have it. It's free to us.
Mm.
And choosing to live on this earth for a short period of time, might as well choose to enjoy it. And actually the book, it's my story, but at the end of each chapter are tips and takeaways for how you can enhance and better your own lives.
I like that. How long did it take you to write a book?
6 months.
Wow. So it's not that long, folks, if you put your mind to it. We've almost been in quarantine for 6 months.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God, I'm losing it. Do you have a favorite app on your phone right now? Do you have a favorite app that you're like, I love this app. I
need All right, app. Well, my kids would kill me because I'd say it's Life 360, which lets me track them, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I did when they first got their licenses because you could see what was going on in the car. But my favorite app, I guess from a work perspective, it might be Instagram, not from a let me look at everyone else's stuff, but the
That's how you get the message out there. That's how you kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't spend as much time browsing though. No. As you do, which is
and my browsing, just so you know, for everyone and yourself, is a vision board. It's not, let me see my friends at the beach.
Right.
I choose accounts that make me feel really good, empower me. So when I'm scrolling, all I see is stuff that's feeding positivity towards me.
Yes. And a tip, folks, is if you don't like the stuff you're seeing and you still want to stay friends with them, you can mute their post.
Hey! I just learned about muting. It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah. You don't have to, piss these people off. If it's your buddy and they want to post all this stuff about this stuff being all fake and all this stuff, no worries. Just mute your post, man. I never see you again.
Totally.
We're still buddies though, but just don't talk to me about that stuff. If you could sit down to a lovely Impossible Burger dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. That's how you give me like these one way questions. Well, both of my parents passed away recently. So I think I would choose both of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing more than the time we have with our parents. A lot of guests have, Elon Musk. And, but over the years we've had some guests that have had some very emotional stories because they are wishing we could have those moments. And that's why people would say, why do you live in Fresno? Well, now you know why, folks. My dad lives here. My grandma lives here. She's still living on this earth. And we don't know how long we have, And so the point is to embrace your family this weekend. We're coming into a beautiful Independence Day. You might not be able to spend time with them because of all this COVID and everyone feels differently about it. And be safe, obviously, folks. We don't want to – don't go have a shindig and an EDM party at your house. But everyone can do some social distancing in the backyard. Or most importantly, my favorite thing to do is, pick up your dang device and send a video message to somebody. Send FaceTime somebody. That. Do something personal this weekend. Feel connected to people and make them feel connected even though we can't be together right now in some situations because everyone feels a little different about it. Some people are real strict. Some people are lenient. And you want to respect people's point of view. And we want to be safe too because we don't want to be in this thing forever. Lockdown, open up, lockdown, open up, back around, do the disco. Here we go. No, we want to get moving forward through this. And we are. Outside of your book, is there a book that has changed your life? Is there a book that has stuck to you?
I mean, there are a few, but I love How to Win Friends and Influence People. Dale Carnegie is amazing. I love Napoleon Hill.
Oh, yeah. Those are my go-tos right there.
And I love The Power of Positive Thinking by Vincent Norman Peale. I mean, there's so many.
Dude, that one changed my life. The affirmations, that are in there that talk about releasing of fear, anxieties, and worries, and then doing that at night before bed, it's changed my life. No, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I would say like at different places in my journey, different books resonate with me. So like when I was 16, I picked up Awaken the Giant Within with Tony Robbins. Today, it might not speak to me as much, but it changed a lot for me then. And now I'm reading A Course in Miracles, which I don't know if you've heard of.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, it's amazing. But it's a little bit more spiritual, but it's like, it's all about love and vulnerability and just kind of being open and giving love no matter what comes back to you. Just keep giving the love. It's all about our heart. It's all about the love we put out there. And don't worry about what you get back. Just keep giving. And eventually you'll get it back, but it's not about that.
I love that. That's what I truly believe right now we all need. Love and respect, folks. That's what's going to change the world. That's what's going to change your world. And it's going to keep you happier every day. It's just sharing love and respect. Wiggle your toes. Feel good. Smile at someone. Hey, life is beautiful, folks. It's beautiful. Can you, my friend, give our listeners one last real talk thought?
I guess I would piggyback on what you're just saying. It's we're taught not to like life. We're taught to not see the good in it. We're taught to always look at what's negative about it. And if you could just shift your lens for one day, just spend 10 minutes shifting it. And the next day, 12 minutes. And the next day, 14 minutes. It's all about what message you send to yourself. So you've been living in this world with messages coming at you from the news, from TV, from marketing companies, from advertising companies. And you're not even realizing what's going inside of you. And so in order to change that, you have to make a conscious decision to change it. And it takes time. And it doesn't mean like it's going to flip a switch in a day. Just take a little bit of each day and notice the flowers. Notice the person standing next to you. Notice this conversation between me and Travis. I love this guy. I've only met him once. And I'm so psyched for our relationship to continue to grow and develop. Those things are so special. And we take them for granted. We're just like, whatever, whatever, whatever. But every moment, every connection is so deep and so meaningful. So that's my takeaway.
And she's so right, folks, because there's a reason why you're seeing that flower. There's a reason why we're having this podcast. There's a reason why I was on your show. There's a reason why Ty put us together. There's and this show, for instance, is going to last on this earth and through our generations forever. As long as my family keeps the hosting going, we'll have this thing going forever. So the point is,
Layla, we're counting on you.
Yeah, Layla, we're counting on you, girl. You better be paying that $2 or whatever it is. Eventually, it's going to be dirt cheap per month that you got to pay for hosting or $1. Who knows? It's probably pennies at that point. You got to keep the hosting going, girl. But it's just a pleasure, Pam. You are an awesome soul. Love your journey. If we already gave the Instagram, where is your other favorite places to hang out or find more about you in the business too?
So check me out at thepamchristiangroup.com. And then, of course, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, but Instagram's really it. And my website, thepamchristiangroup.com.
And like I said, I just see everything about your journey is so inspiring in this book and everything that's lining up continually, just the process and path and the message and the story is continually resonating and growing. And we need more souls like you in this earth. So thank you for what you're doing, Pam. Folks, you've been hanging out with my girl, Pam Christian, and Travis Tuchalin Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today. And let's keep being real. What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And real-time outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now. Take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services. Little to no cost for most of the businesses, and some businesses, you're gonna have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now, so take advantage of us. realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out, and we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.